January 14th through the 20th, Luke chapter 2 and Matthew chapter 2. We have come to worship Him. Before you read the ideas in this outline, study Luke 2 and Matthew 2 and record your spiritual impressions. This may help you receive revelation on how to best meet the needs of your class. Invite sharing. How can you encourage class members to share insights and experiences they had as they studied these scriptures individually and with their families? Though they are likely familiar with the account of the Savior's birth, they can always gain new spiritual insights. Consider inviting a few class members to share a message they found in Luke 2 or Matthew 2 that impressed them in a new way.
Teach the doctrine. Luke chapter 2, verses 1 through 38, Matthew chapter 2, verses 1 through 12. There are many witnesses of the birth of Christ. The first-hand accounts of worshipers in Luke 2 and Matthew 2 can help your class members ponder the ways they show their love for the Savior. Review the chart in this week's outline and come follow me for individuals and families. Some people in your class may have insights to share from this activity, or you could do the activity as a class. Why is it significant that these witnesses of Christ came from various walks of life? How can we follow their examples? Before these witnesses worshipped the Christ child, they sought after Him. To help class members learn from their example, you could write on the board the following headings: Shepherds, Anna, Simeon, and Wise Men. Then invite class members to search Luke 2 and Matthew 2 and write on the board what these people did to seek the Savior. What do these accounts suggest about some of the ways we can seek Christ? Would an object lesson inspire members of your class to make room in their lives for the Savior? Consider the following idea. Bring a jar to class, and after reviewing together Luke chapter 2, verse 7, ask class members to fill the jar with various objects that represent ways we spend our time. When the jar is full, invite someone to try to insert a picture of the Savior. What does this analogy suggest about making room for Christ in our lives? What can we do differently to make room for Him? The statement by President Thomas S. Monson in Additional Resources may help answer this question. Matthew chapter 2, verses 13 through 23. Parents can receive revelation to protect their families. One lesson from Joseph and Mary's flight into Egypt is that the Lord can give revelation to help parents protect their families from danger. To inspire discussion on this point, consider inviting class members to list on the board some of the dangers families face today. What do we learn from Matthew 2, verses 13 through 23 about how to protect our families and ourselves from these dangers? How has personal revelation helped us protect our families or other loved ones from danger? What counsel have prophets and apostles given to help us protect our families? As part of this discussion, you might invite class members to sing together Home Can Be a Heaven on Earth from Hymns number 298, or another song about families. What does the song teach about what parents can do to live worthy of revelation to lead their families? Luke chapter 2, verses 40 through 52. Even as a youth, Jesus was focused on doing His Father's will. The story of Jesus teaching in the temple when He was only 12 years old can be especially powerful to youth who wonder about the contribution they can make to the work of God. You could divide the class into pairs to read Luke chapter 2, verses 40 through 52 together. See the insight from the Joseph Smith translation found in Luke chapter 2, verse 46, footnote C. Each pair could take a few minutes to share with each other what inspires them about this account. What opportunities do we have to share what we know about the gospel? What experiences can we share? If you're teaching adults, this account could be an opportunity to discuss how to help the youth achieve their potential. Someone could summarize the account in Luke chapter 2, verses 40 through 52, and the class could discuss how these events influence the way they see the youth of the church. What opportunities can we give youth to participate in doing the Father's business as Jesus did? From Luke chapter 2, verse 49. When have we been astonished by a spiritual insight shared by a youth or child? These words from President Henry B. Eyring might add to this discussion. Quote, when an Aaronic priesthood holder speaks, I always expect that I will hear the word of God. I am seldom disappointed and often amazed. End quote. From That He May Become Strong Also, Ensign Orlea Hona, November 2016. What does Luke chapter 2, verses 40 through 52 teach us about what Jesus was like as a youth? The pattern for personal growth suggested in Luke chapter 2, verse 52 could inspire a discussion on what we are doing to become more like Christ. You might suggest that class members ponder how they are increasing in wisdom, intellectually, stature, physically, favor with God, spiritually, and favor with others, socially. They could even set goals in one or more of these areas. Encourage learning at home. To help class members prepare to discuss John chapter 1 next week, ask them to make note of every place in the chapter where someone bears testimony of Jesus Christ.
Additional resources. Luke 2, Matthew 2. The Formula for Seeking Christ. President Thomas S. Monson taught, quote, the formula for finding Jesus has always been and ever will be the same, the earnest and sincere prayer of a humble and pure heart. Before we can successfully undertake a personal search for Jesus, we must first prepare time for Him in our lives and room for Him in our hearts. In these busy days, there are many who have time for golf, time for shopping, time for work, time for play, but no time for Christ. Lovely homes dot the land and provide rooms for eating, rooms for sleeping, playrooms, sewing rooms, television rooms, but no room for Christ. Do we get a pang of conscience as we recall His own words? The foxes have holes, and birds of the air have nests, but the Son of Man hath not where to lay His head. Or do we flush with embarrassment when we remember, and she brought forth her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling clothes, and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn? No room, no room, no room. Ever has it been. As we undertake our personal search for Jesus, aided and guided by the principle of prayer, it is fundamental that we have a clear concept of Him whom we seek. The shepherds of old sought Jesus, the child. But we seek Jesus, the Christ, our older brother, our mediator with the Father, our Redeemer, the author of our salvation, He who was in the beginning with the Father, He who took upon Himself the sins of the world and so willingly died that we might forever live. This is the Jesus whom we seek. End quote. From The Search for Jesus, Ensign, December 1990. Artwork of Christ's Birth. Consider how artwork might enhance your discussion about Christ's birth. Improving our teaching. Include learners who didn't study the Scriptures at home. Even though some class members may not have been able to read Luke 2 or Matthew 2 before class, they can still share meaningful insights as you study together in class. Make sure that all class members have opportunities to participate and contribute to the discussion.